Previously on Algoa FM.
It is time for Mythbusters Algoa Country tonight. We're chatting all things lasers. Oh yes, I'm talking laser treatments and therapy. We have a lot of questions. I know I do as well. So who none other than a woman who has 20 plus experience in this industry with both local and international qualifications. She's really positioned herself with the best companies. Plus, she's a young mother and a wife. I think we can call her superwoman, actually. I'm talking to qualified somatologist Nomsa Makele. Nomsa, welcome to Algoa FM. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I am good. I mean, you know what? I just want to go into just what you do. I mean, 20 plus years experience. Do you find that people maybe do your treatments and maybe they're a little bit clueless or maybe they're perhaps scared of the laser? Does that happen?
It's very common, actually, because there's some misconceptions about lasers.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So you would have to actually take the clients or the patients through from beginning to end and what to expect and things like that.
Wow. Well, Algoa Country, I'm so excited for Nomsa to actually take us through as she answers some of your burning questions and myths about laser treatments. So I just want to get right into the Mythbusters, right? The first myth that our listeners said is that lasers can be harmful for your health or that they can cause cancer. Is this true, Nomsa?
Negative, actually. That's wow. So true. That's one of the misconceptions. If anything, they can be preventative of cancer because you get to treat UV damage, which can translate to skin cancers. So actually, that's a myth.
Sure. It's actually preventative. Oh, my word.
There's a lot that people don't understand about lasers. Once you get into the detail, intricacies of it, it actually becomes much more interesting and a little bit more understandable to the public.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because the second myth that we got from our listeners was that laser treatments can also be painful, or maybe they'll cause burns, you know, just because of that UV ray. Is this also a myth?
Yes and no.
Oh, okay.
That's why we've got protocols to, if we are doing like deep laser resurfacing, we would numb the skin for comfortability during the treatment because that can definitely be uncomfortable. And then there are laser devices that you can do that are comfortable with no pain. Things like hair removal, for example, those are not painful at all. That's a myth.
That also brings me to the third myth as well that I see, because a lot of people talk about permanent hair reduction and that, you know, if you do laser and then, you know, you have less and less and less hair. Is this one true?
Yes, that is true.
Oh.
The more you laser, the more you denature the hair root, you actually prevent it from growing in the frequency that it naturally does. So hence, it will grow much slower with time.
How often are you doing the laser then?
You would start with a couple of sessions. Normally, we advise between 6 to 10 sessions in a frequency of a month cycle. And then as the hair reduction of the hair progresses, then we would go into what we call maintenance, which you would have to maintain the 20 or 30% of hair that has still grown, because obviously it's never permanent, so your body will always try and produce hair.
Yeah.
So you would come in a frequency of every 2 or 3 months.
Every 2 or 3 months. That is, I mean, that's nothing, actually, compared to how often we shave and use hair removal cream. I mean, that's every 2 weeks, if not less, you know?
If anything, that's a good investment, because you think about how many razor blades you're going to have to invest in, bleed, waxing, and so forth. So eventually it becomes much more cost-effective and less trauma on the skin.
This actually makes a lot of sense. And I mean, you use the word investment as well. And this is what a lot of people, maybe they might be scared of, because they think, okay, but it's too much money. Laser is expensive. Do you think that laser ends up being cheaper all around, or is it expensive?
I think it's competitive in price, because if you look at the market, what the market charges for, like the jittery creams, razor blades, waxings, and you actually add up to every, 2-3 weeks of shaving or 2-3 weeks of waxing, I wouldn't call it expensive, but competitive.
That definitely does make a lot of sense. I mean,
yeah.
Nomsa, did you always want to do laser treatments and just go into somatology? Was this always a thing?
Oh, I actually bumped into somatology bikes, to be quite honest.
What?
I was on my way to doing graphic design. And then we went on a trip once to the Cape, and I think my mom was having a semi-midlife crisis, and she took me to the spa. And that's basically how it started out. I started out as a spa therapist and then studied further to eventually specialize in lasers. That's how it happened.
That is insane. Sure. Well, before I let you go, I mean, where can we get a hold of you and your services? I think you've made a lot of us very comfortable now when it comes to laser therapy. So where can we get a hold of you?
I personally am in the Dermology Center Morningside branch in Johannesburg, but we do have other branches in the Western Cape, Paarl, KZN, Ballito, and Pretoria, Groenkloof. So you can find me at Dermology Skin and Laser Clinic in Johannesburg Center in Morningside.
Mm-hmm. You heard it here first, Algoa Country. Nomsa, thank you so much just for gracing us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, thank you. Listen, our eyes are opened. We appreciate it.
No, you should all come. You're more than welcome.
You'll see me soon.
All right.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.